This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Right between Reston and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break till it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton, bro. Boy, I from Baton, bro. Baton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason.
Good evening, Bahamas, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Telephone numbers tonight on Guardian Radio are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and you can text us at 422-GR96. We have some very wonderful guests in studios today. I'm going to introduce them in a minute. I think this is an important show. There's a lot of drama going on in the country, especially in the political scene. A lot of people's hearts are broken. They're speaking out in signs and signals. They're disgruntled. But, you just got to remain strong and hold the faith and keep on pushing. If powers to be discriminate in any type of way, and if you feel they're discriminating in any type of way, then, or be feeling like you're being disrespected, just remember, just hold your head up strong. Continue to study. Endure what it is that you're going through and remain strong. Because at the end of the day, you always have to remember that we as individuals has the power to help one another. Sometimes we use power to bring down one another. And that's the circumstances of life. So for all those in parliament and then even on the work site, you got supervisors who take advantage of their fellow employees, fellow workers. So, we have to remain strong. And we also want to know that, we also want to say this. It's very important that we treat one another with the utmost respect, regardless of your ethnic background, where you live or how you're living. It does not matter, because, there are persons out there you could say a good word to and help uplift them. I just wanted to say that. I am Valentin O'Brien, host of the talk show Inside the Inner City that premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. And it's a pleasure to be your host. And I'm going to introduce my guest, Ladies Voice.
Good evening, Bahamas. My name is Ruth Gina Johnson. I'm a graphic designer, and now I'm a muralist working on the Reinhardt Hotel. That's me.
That's you. Go ahead.
Good evening, Bahamas. My name is Matthew Raming. I am a visual artist, and I'm assisting with Gina.
Yes, and Yuli Wogus is downstairs. He should be in a minute or two. So we are waiting on him. But in the meantime, I want to get Ms. Johnson to tell us a little bit about herself, like a background, a little high school, just to start it off, because we want to get an understanding of you. And then we're going to see where you're going to go now that you're connected with such a great organization, working with Marshy Rahman and that great team of people.
Yes, well, I always had a passion for art. It was my favorite hobby, my favorite class in school. And I think I got really serious about it when I entered high school, and I was taught by Mr. Willie Pluck, and he was an amazing art teacher. He taught me how to hold a paintbrush with colors mixed with discolors, and he really made me believe that I could have a career in this industry. And when I entered college, I studied mostly like computer information systems, and art was something that I was saying, like, you know, I'll get my degree and then I'll have that as my security system, but I'll really pursue art in the future. But I think after the pandemic and everything happened and I spent so much time at home, and it really made me reevaluate my situation. I was like, you know what? I really have a passion for art. I think I'm just going to pursue this 100%. And so now I work full time as a graphic designer at a printing company, and I make a lot of my own art, digital art and paintings on the side. And my sister was the one that encouraged me to try for this mural competition that was between NAGB and Commonwealth Bank, right? And I was like, I'm not sure if I'm going to place anything, but I'll just give it a try. You know, it can't hurt. And I was so excited when they told me that my entry had placed and that they would fund a mural for me to do. And the mural itself, it was funny how it came about, because I had a design and I was just looking for a building that would suit the design. And when I spoke to the owner, after I saw this huge, tall, three-story building, it's Miss Fernanda, and she told me that this random building that I had no idea what it was, she told me this deep history and how it was such an important part of the community and how it was owned by Dr. Walker and Mrs. Walker, and how they had basically back in the day, the black people in the Bahamas, the rich black people, they didn't have anywhere to go to spend their money. They were turned away from a lot of these different elite hotels, and communities didn't allow them. But the Reinhardt Hotel was where they were able to have their events, their weddings, their social soirees and political meetings. And it had a lot of monumental parts of history took place there. That's where they had the PLP had their headquarters there in the 60s. The women's suffrage movement had their meetings there in the 50s. That was led by Mrs. Mabel Walker, Dr. Walker's wife. And they had the teacher-student union there. Like, all of these things happened there. This was a pharmacy. This was a convenience store, a restaurant, like a hardware store. Everything that people in the community needed, they would provide. And I was like, wow, that's perfect. I redid my design to comply with all the information that she had given me, and she was so excited that we were finally doing something with this site, because it was there for so long and nothing was really happening. A lot of people didn't know what it was. And when I met with Mr. Ulrich and Mrs. Cartwright, they was like, we was waiting for somebody to do a design for this piece, for this hotel. And I was like, it was perfect. So Matthew came on because he has experience with murals, and he's like guiding me and showing me how to go about everything, and it's just an exciting journey.
Wow, she told us a mouthful. Well, she's a graphic designer. Yes, and how long have you been a graphic designer?
I'd say I've been self-taught for about 2 years now.
Self-taught?
Yes.
By your sister?
No, by myself. I teach myself. Sorry. I bought my mother gave me some money, and I decided to invest it into my passion. I bought a tablet, and so I've gone on YouTube and gone on different tutorials to teach myself how to make graphic art.
Her story is similar to Jamal Rhodes, celebrity artist who was in studios a few weeks ago on the show, and he said the same thing, you know, self-taught, and then he got better as time progressed. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. I see Yuli just reached, you know, he got his mask on, so he's coming in the studios. Matthew, tell us a little bit of yourself real quick.
Okay.
And then we'll have Yuli speak on the matter in a few minutes.
My name is Matthew Raming. I've been working as a visual artist and gallery worker for about 5 years now.
5 years.
Yeah, so I've spent some time at the National Art Gallery. I was the curatorial and collections assistant there.
Mm-hmm.
And through my time at UB, that's where I started doing murals. Mm-hmm. And since I was at UB doing murals, I haven't stopped doing them. So I do about one a year. I think I've done at least one a year. Right. I do more than that, of course, but at least one a year since I started doing them. Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. And I want the Bahamian people to listen out there, especially the young generation out there. You have a young lady, Miss Johnson, who self-taught herself, and now she entered the competition that was sponsored by Commonwealth Bank and... by Central Bank, and she took the opportunity to just fill an application form. Now, that's a one in a million chance she took, and now she's sitting in the studios, and I can tell you for his hand, the connection and the people who she's going to meet now is going to take her to the whole different level. You know, Yuli and his wife, Amanda, they're terrific persons. They're concerned about uplifting people's spirit and uplifting their lives, and this is very important. And, Mark, you talked about your journey to UB, and then you talked about your connection to the National Art Gallery. Mm-hmm. And then those are positive entities to be involved with. And I want young persons out there, you know, yeah, things are tough in the country, but take a look at yourself deep down inside. You heard the young lady said that the COVID-19 made her rethink her strategy, and she tried a different venue. So, in other words, you know, never give up. Always try to find a way in your spare time, you know. I mean, everyone is being locked down, so you have plenty of time to really think and reevaluate yourself and say, you know what, let me try and make this a correct choice, you know, and it can be beneficial. Now, that wasted time is not wasted time no more, because now you got accepted. Now she is on a mural, and then I think she's going to be going on to different projects. Definitely. So we have my good friend, Yuli Vogus, in studio. This gentleman here, he is a real ambassador for the country, the Bahamas. He really is interested in the Bahamian culture in the country, and he wants to refine the best set of people like yourself, you know, who are ambitious, you know, who wants to see the world through art, you know, and this can transform the thinking of the young persons, you know. And I always say that if you want to change the mindset of the young person, give them something that would fascinate them. And, you know, I'm not a painter, I'm going to say this now, but when I went through the National Art Gallery, as I walked, and I saw the pictures, and then you read the names of the Bahamian people who paint those pictures. Then you look at the picture. Then it resembled the grandstand. It resembled Fox Hill. So, you know, you started looking. You see yourself, you know, the pigment, the picky head. So simple, you know. And then when you had a price for the selling for, I say, wow, it's amazing. It gives you history. It gives you beauty. But it gives you a touch of reality. Like, you go back in time. Because when you look at the pictures, like, you could go in the picture and actually walk on the road. You know, that's how I envisioned it. And I'm not a painter, but I was very fascinated. And painting and being around painters and especially artists is something that I love to do. So, Yuli, you're the creator of the Central Bank. You've been on the show numerous times, but now all of a sudden now you're a big star. You want to be showing up every now and again. So,
that's so you know, Scrooge, going back to the murals, remember you and I and Mr. Dorset, right? Started the Wall of Respect on Louis Street and East Street, which, again, every time I pass by, I think, you know, we started something there.
Yes, yes.
You know, it was 8 years ago.
8, 9 years
yeah.
ago.
And now look at the whole wall. Yeah.
Yes.
So it was just the corner, and then Lend a Hand Bahamas and the NAGB obviously, and Dungalik.
Yes.
They all then came together, and now the whole wall tells a story.
Yes.
And I think this is what it is about. The murals are not necessarily in the first place beautification. They are telling a story, and they are instilling some sort of pride. They are asking questions. For example, going back, Louis Street, why is Martin Luther King on this wall? Yes, he's one of our heroes, but he stayed there. He was there,
yes, yes.
You know, and Degenwil Panzer, who just passed away not too long. Degenwil Panzer, he was a witness.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
He saw him. He saw him right there on Louis Street before he then, Martin Luther King, went to the Cat and the Fiddle. You know,
yes.
I'm just getting tired to tell
yes,
the
yes,
story,
yes,
you know.
It works.
You know, but this is why it was so amazing when Ruth Jenner here came over her proposal struck a chord. You know, we didn't, this was last year, we had to, the central bank competition, the open call last year was called The Bigger Picture.
The Bigger Picture.
Murals and Public Art. It was because we couldn't have an in-house exhibition, so we said, okay, let's look what we can do outside of the gallery walls. And so her proposal, without not giving any location, it could have been any, could have been the water tower, for, you know, and we got some amazing proposals from Family Islands too. I'll talk about this a little later. So she proposed the Reinhardt Hotel, and that was something I was like, yes, because even a lot of Bahamians do not know, or they know, but they don't know really where was it or where is it. And so this building on Blue Hill Road is a landmark. And now with the creativity of Ms. Johnson, we are telling the story, you know, about, you know, what was going on there, and that it was the headquarter of The Voice, which was important for majority rule and independent. It was the first headquarter of the PLP. It was important for the suffragette movement. It, you know, I mean, it all happened in this place. And before that mural became, you know, came to life, it was just a gray facade. And mm-hmm. now you pass by, and people, you can talk about this much better, people stop, right, and they ask you what's going on here
all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Yuli, I want to say this to you before I get to them in a minute. You talked about the Reinhardt Hotel, and you were very excited. You talked about Lewis Creed and the history about Lewis Creed, and you are a resident of the Bahamas, your wife is Bahamian, and you seem to be really fascinated about the history of our community. Why is that?
Well, you know, without the history, you don't have roots. Mm. You don't understand the people. Mm. You don't understand the culture without understanding where does it come from, and who was involved, and why are we here today? And so history, and we have gladly some really good, you know, like the Historical Society on Shirley Street and Elizabeth. Mm. They are doing an amazing job educating about our history. And just a little plug in, our high school competition actually this year is called A Moment in Time.
A Moment in Time.
And we are inviting this year high school students to visualize, not just visualization, it can be as well a poem or it can be a song. It's the first time that we are doing this. The topic is an event in Bahamian history, or a person who made an impact in our, I would always say, over 500 years. You know, I start counting with the Taino and the Lucayans, really, you know, and through all the different periods and eras, and, you know, so this is what we are inviting the high school students this year. And mind you, every year the central bank alone for this competition, we're handing out cash prizes for over $14,000, you know, and we're doing this every year since 38 years.
They are really interested in bringing out the history in the country. And Yuli, you are just a wonderful guy, you know. And I'm glad I met you, because meeting you, it helped push me also, because I see the beauty and history in my community also. And I see the benefits on how, if we could beautify the community, create some historical sites, get persons like yourself to come and paint the expressions, like, you know, on the Ryanair Hotel, on the walls, in the community. It gives you a sense of identity. And if Yuli himself is fascinated by it, and Central Bank. I used to create it. I used to buy so many, there's so many banks in the country, you know, so excuse me for that. And Central Bank has been funding Project List for over 35 years. In fact, what we had the other day when I was, when they talk about poisons who did, you said in the era. So we're talking like, you talk about the Arawak Indians and who were here, and you could probably add a chief, who was a chieftain, who contributed around that time. His name can be somewhere down there. Then we have Pompey, for instance. You know, Pompey is one of our greatest civil rights leaders in the country. I was talking to some of the young guys about, do you know Pompey? Pompey Square downtown. Do you know what Pompey represent? Pompey gave all us one day off. You know, it wasn't for Pompey, we wouldn't have one day off. He is the one who fought for that, you know? And you know Pompey Square?
Yeah.
Pompey? Mm-hmm. So that's what Yuli is talking about, the history with Pompey. And it's so amazing that the kids in our community, in our country, don't know about Pompey, you know? And he is the one why we have one day off. Mm-hmm. So we have to reinvent the wheel and tell the stories about all the great poisons who passed through in different eras that Yuli spoke about. And this is a perfect example now about how this program with Central Bank are helping fund young entrepreneurs and giving them the opportunity to express the history of the country all over the country. And that's why I'm so happy I met Yuli, because when I met Yuli, he was fascinated. And then we came up with plans as we walked through the community, and we say, you know what, we could put a wall here and put beautiful expressions. Amanda, my wife, is an artist. This is our thing. This is what we could add. Mm-hmm. And we could bring that. We could use our voice and our connections, and that's what they're doing now. Now we're seeing a lot of paintings, sculptures. What do we call them? What you call it, Yuli?
Public works?
No, like how you all painted now.
The murals.
The murals.
The murals.
Like, we've seen a lot of murals pop up now in the inner city community.
But you said something interesting. There are so many more stories, right?
Yes.
And you mentioned Pompey, and if you dig deeper, you'll just discover so many more. And that is something, maybe Rosanna, you can tell us, how did you actually come about to propose the Reinhardt Hotel? Did you know that before?
No, as I mentioned before, I was just riding around with my sister at the time, and we was just looking at different buildings, and it just so happened that the original design that I had before, before I amended it, it formatted similarly to the three-story shape of the buildings. I was like, this is perfect. And when I spoke to Miss Fernanda, she lives just around the corner, and she was like, well, do you know what happened in this building? Do you know who owns this building? Do you know the history? Like, this is some serious history. Me and my sister stood at our house for, I feel like, 20 minutes or so, and we just talked and talked, and she told us everything. And she's the granddaughter, and she just was, like, so eager to share
The
history and the information, and she was just so excited about it, and she was all for the idea of a mural going up. And some days when we're working on the mural, there are some people, mostly older folks, they'd be like, oh man, I know the history of this building, I know Dr. Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And then the younger people would be like, well, what is this about? And they'll ask questions, and we'll let them know.
Okay.
So it's all really exciting to have so much things happen in this one building in the middle of this community, and people knowing that this is where my roots came from, you know?
One of the additions we are planning, and sorry guys that I'm a little late, was that we want to have like a decal there with a QR code that you can stand there and you just scan that code, and then it leads you to our website where you can then learn more about all the stories, and I would love to somehow that we put the music played an important part there. You know, Dr. Walker, he was a musician. He spoke, I don't know how many languages.
Many different languages. You know,
he spoke German,
languages.
By the way. <It's> my boy. So this is something which, you know, we had as a vision for so long, that this becomes almost like a parkour, you know, that you can walk through Grantstown and Bainetown and Centerville, and that you find these Mason Addition, that you find these spots where you can learn something about what happened there, yeah. You know.
Right.
So one of the projects we again hope that we could start already is Dead Cat Alley. Dead Cat Alley. Mm-hmm. We had in the same competition a wonderful proposal, and Dead Cat Alley, the stairs there connect Mason Addition with Fort Finn Castle,
yes.
Right? And this imagine this, you as a visitor, you come up the Queen's Staircase, and then normally you turn around and you go down again, but no, you now you could continue, mm-hmm. Right? And you walk from one mural to another,
yes.
And you learn. I mean, this is I think this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know?
If anyone who's listening, if you listen, you can see where you could get it to work. You could teach the history, and then you could provide a living off of residents in the community, because now you're going to have guests coming into your community. And if you're smart enough, you clean up a community, you can train yourself, you know, in different ventures of the tourism industry, hospitality, find something that you love, you know, because now you will use suggestion. This is just a suggestion. This is the future plan, because it's going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. Mason Addition is going to be connected to Fort Finn Castle. Because if you look at it, you have the water tower, and up there they have stalls. I personally noticed Danny Johnson was the Minister of Youth, Sports, and Culture, I think so.
Yeah,
and we talked to him about the Pacific Project, and we suggested to him that if he were to put some stalls on top of the Fort Hill, that would be a spot for tourists to come and let some behemoth who train in the tourist industry, like Otter Fox, who good at making Pacific baskets out of scroll work, et cetera, selling it as coconut water. And Mr. Johnson was one who initiated the project. And when I last checked, before the pandemic, it was stated that they were making $1 million upon the Fort Hill. Could you imagine now if the steps that you guys are talking about that connects the Fort Finn Castle to the lower part of Mason Addition, which is Saxonway, those steps tells the history of Bahamians going from the bottom of the step to Fort Finn Castle to Bay Street to the 66th step to the hospital. So that was like roads for our descendants to get to and fro, quicker pace. So now if we tell the history, we beautify it, residents get to be a part of it, this is the way how we can change the mindset of our community and bring a positive change, you know, with being creative. And this
it's
is all
Scrooge, it's economy.
Yeah, it's economy.
It's economy, you know.
Murals on the walls.
Dungalik, Pam Burnside, who is such an important fighter for culture, you know, she single-handedly basically put Nassau as a UNESCO culture destination on the map. And some years ago, I think in 2015, there was a study made, and it is about the orange economy. So the orange economy is this part of the economy which is related to everything of the creative industry. And the creative industry are not just artists; these are you know, writers, musicians, graphic designers. Then in continuation, it's like a printer who prints a catalog. You know, so this is all part of the orange economy, and this is I forgot the number, but we are like in the hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, so. We need to get a piece of that cake, you know? You know?
Yeah,
it can be a Johnny cake.
Yes.
But yes. I want the cake.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is, like you said, this is the perfect opportunity. I think I remember how much steps those are. Because as a young kid, we used to walk those steps because we used to go take that route. I think the first step has 55 steps. All right, Queen's Staircase gets 66 steps. Those steps that leads from the Queen's Staircase to the bottom of Mason Addition, the first step has, I think, 55 steps. The next step has 53 steps. and then the next step has about 49 or 50 steps.
Okay. Yeah. Well.
No, I'm just telling you what I can remember now, because I remember as a little boy, we used to walk up, and as we were walking, we would count the steps, you know, and then it leads to the 66th step, you know. And this is the perfect example of how we could bring change and employment to our country, you know, and these are creative ways, you know, we're talking about murals. We have a caller. Look like we get a caller. You guys must be making some sense. Go ahead, caller. You're on Inside In The City.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Can I come on, Bless?
You're on. You're on Inside In The City.
Okay, what I wanted to talk about, I am out from the Bahamas Loving Care Sound Williams to Marathon Man. I wanted to talk about something happened by the water tower for a gentleman by the name of Victor King. Victor King did something in this country what nobody have done. Nobody have done that. He was waking at the Princess Margaret Hospital. I have all the information. He was waking at the Princess Margaret Hospital, and he got off from wake that night. And he walked up the Queen staircase. He's living in that area. And what happened? The house was on fire with four kids in the house. He ran into that house, took those kids out, and when he reached by the door with the kids, he had to pass it out, the rafter drop, and kill them. And you know, I was fighting on that program, asking the people in the tower to put up a monument up by the water tower in his honor.
Wow.
I need people to help me to see if we can get that going. He died.
Say it one more time again. This guy is a natural hero.
I get locked up and all for it. I need to meet with you. When can I meet with you?
Okay.
Want me to give you my number?
Yes, you can. You could give
me a number. Yeah. We talk about it. Man, something need to be done for him.
That is correct. You know, you were talking about history.
Yes, he's a
history.
National hero.
You see,
and they said they was going to. Okay, my number is 657-45. That's my home number. And my next number is 818-3775. We need to meet on that, man.
Okay. What's your name?
He died now but 10 years, and he's from Kent Island.
Okay. Okay. That's great. That's great history.
I want you all to fight with us, fight with me, to see if we can get the artist them from, so they can draw him back up over again. Let me meet with you.
Okay.
Great, okay, you will call me.
Yes, great story.
But I'm not going to leave a message.
Yes, just leave a message. The producer's going to get all the information from you. Wow, that's amazing. You talked about it.
Yeah, no, these stories are so important. And we are a bit in danger that we are forgetting about them. Mm. You know, so oral history, how can we make sure that we keep these stories, that we learn about these stories, you know, without the caller now telling us about it, we wouldn't know. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the Russian side there, you know, wow, crazy.
I would also say that, now is a good point. We talk about orange economy and all the money that can be made from being adjacent to the orange economy. I think we should also encourage more people to be artists as well, because I think a part of the reason why we don't get as many of these stories is because we don't get access to as many storytellers. Mm. And I think that, for me, has been one of the more special parts of doing this kind of work, is the ability to encounter like-minded artists, or sometimes unlike-minded artists, and being able to dialogue and shift culture around stories and around our perspectives of the Bahamas and life in the Bahamas, and even what we understand about the global world. Mm-hmm. I think it's very hard to document our stories and be a part of our history and our culture if we are not actively trying to do those things, you know? The story the caller talked about is a tragic, beautiful story, and maybe the artist is still in that community. Maybe they're still waiting for the kind of self-esteem and confidence and all of that. And even maybe they're waiting for another mural project, open call.
Well, listen,
you know?
Listen, there is this bar right across from Princess Margaret Hospital.
Yes.
Jimmy's or something. Yeah. And it's a really lovely Bahamian scene. It's a landscape. It's a landscape scene, and probably a girl. I'm pretty sure there's a girl involved. Mm. You know, so the depiction of a girl and the sunset, etc. So my point is just, so it's already happening. It's right. Is already happening. So what you're saying, Matthew, you know, this whoever did this mural there could now continue, could just do the next. And you say, you know, artists, for me, artist is a doer. It's a maker.
Yes. Right.
It's a maker or a doer. Exactly. Artist, because a lot of people, I think, they are always kind of like, oh, I'm not an artist, you know. that's not about it. It's really who knows something and does something about it.
Right.
You know, exactly. That's the maker.
Somebody with intention and thought and passion and the willingness to make that reality. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. And I want to give a kudos to Central Bank, you know, for coming up with a great initiative. We need to capture the minds of many young Bahamians, male and female in this country, and, you know, be that change and be that, like, a thumbs up, you know, because you really talked about how much funds.
Well, this year it's close to $15,000. And, you know, some are scholarships, some are, you know, cash prizes, mostly cash prizes and scholarships. And this is pretty impressive, yes. You know. And as I said, this is now the 38th edition. You know,
we need more people to be a part of this and get this information. See, that's why radio is so important. That's why having you guys on is so important. So if you're listening out there, you know, get yourself together. Go on our page. Find out some information. There are many kids out there who can have an opportunity, like a Jamal Roll, celebrity artist who was on the show. We have Miss Johnson, Regina. Johnson,
Regina, you can
took a leap of faith.
Yeah, you could actually talk a little more about your research right now, because you are planning to go to, you know, an art academy, art university, and you have some good universities picked, right?
Yes, thank you. My favorite form of storytelling.
You know why you make us smile so much? You would stop that now.
Right? No, come on, when favorite, you talk about your dreams, go ahead.
Yeah. My favorite form of storytelling is animation, and I always get excited when everybody brings it up, because that's what I'm pursuing right now. I'm making some of my own work to build a portfolio and applying to schools and seeing which program is suitable for me. And just right now, waiting to hear back from all the schools and getting the funds to go off. Hopefully this year I plan to be studying animation. So you may see a Bahamian cartoon coming soon near you to, again, tell who we are and show that to the world in a new type of media. So
do you know Jace McKinney?
Jace McKinney.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's doing some great, great cartoons.
Lamero's pretty good too.
Yeah.
Because there's multiple Lameros who do art.
Okay.
There's Lamero who does...
Lamero Wright?
Right.
Yeah.
There's Lamero Wright who does paintings and stuff like that. And then I think, I want to say Roll, but he does animations and graphic design work as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, it's a great... just to point this out, that Rosina now is looking into animation. Yeah, so it's another field. It's another field, and we are looking into as well digital animation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a major, important sector in the film industry. Yeah, so this is all about creativity and all part of this orange economy.
Yeah, if you look at what happened to the country, and you'd see the majority of people are employed by government, right? So you have to think out the box and be creative, you know. And Yana, she wants to be a graphic designer. Now she wants to be what? Animator. director. She wants to come back to the Bahamas. So we're going to see, what's the guy named now? Captain Bahamas. Okay, so we're going to look for something creative like that, because that was a good sequel, you know, with Captain Bahamas, because they had some good characters. They had some good evil and good characters, and they had Captain Shark and all kind of stuff used to come on Conk Man and all kind of. So it was very creative, because you had to get a good laugh out of it. But it's good to see that how, at a very young age, the way she's thinking. See, for most young persons out there, yes, there's a lot of negativity out there, but you have to look at the bigger picture. If you think positive, there will be great ideas come in your mind. And then if you don't procrastinate, that's what they call it, right? Don't waste your time on the phone, on the TV, you know? If you're on the computer or on the internet, use it for a cause to better your life, not to be watching porn or, no. Don't, that is wasted time. Use it to find out a project like Miss Johnson found, just, and she entered, you know? And now look where she is. And she's going to go further. And like I say this again, I feel that she is with the right set of team of poisons, because she's going to be, you know, she's going off to school, but right in the meantime, she's going to be doing some more murals across the country. And then when she comes back, she's going to be very successful. So all this, all I'm saying to those who are listening, the sky is the limit for you. There's nothing stopping you but you, you know. Stop worrying about what your friend doing, okay? Your friend has her own life. He has his own life. You have your own life, and you have your own road to choose. You're young. Use your time wisely, okay? Use it creatively, you know? Use it to set yourself in line that you don't get an old person on this road and don't have a host to put over your head, okay? For you, as you listen on the radio, you hear many behemoths now sleeping in the car. You know, I'm not blaming nobody for that. Just hard times. But some of us need to plan better. You know, I understand what I'm saying? We need to plan better. You know, we need to get our education, and we need to plan better. We need to save better. We need to think better. We just can't go make bad decisions that cost us. You can imagine being 50, 60 years of age and don't have a host to put over your head. You think you're supposed to be 50, 60 yearly in the country, and you can't have a host over your head. So what you been doing with your time in the 50, 60 years, and you completed the government? Use that time, like how you use your time, Ms. Johnson, like how you use your time, Matthew. Use that time to prepare yourself for the future. That, you know what I use? That's my greatest example, Yuli. That's why we have this positive talk. When I look and I see one gentleman, and I knew him when I was a young boy, and he had the most fancy set of cars. But now look at him, he's sleeping on the side of the road, and he's crazy. You were successful when you were young, but you didn't plan. And you didn't get yourself in war with good people. You didn't get yourself in war with Yuli. You didn't get yourself in war with Miss Johnson and Marchie. You want to get yourself in war with a guy who's sitting on the block talking about how his friend is going to do this, stealing, breaking in. No, that is going to set you back. Surround yourself with persons who are going to help you, and it's going to change your mindset, and then there's going to be a plan for you in the future. Listen to me. I'm going to say this again. If you're 50, 60 years old in this country, and you're on the side of the road, maybe you deserve to be on the side of the road, because when you was young, you didn't plan. Sorry for saying it like that. You didn't plan. Okay? And that's you waste your life. Don't, for any young person out there, listen to me. You ain't a man and you ain't a woman if you don't plan to put a roof over your head and secure your future, so that when you have children, you provide a better opportunity for them. All right? And that's what it's all about. They're planning for their future. Yuli, your voice?
Yes, I'm always here.
Where your daughters live? Where your daughters live with you and your host, right?
Sorry, what?
Your daughters live with you, Yuli?
No, they are in boarding school.
Okay, but when they're here, they live with you.
Oh, yeah.
And how does it feel knowing that you're the man and you have a beautiful wife and you're working together? How does it feel to have a roof over your head and to be able to maintain? You're not rich, but to be able to maintain. How do you feel?
Yeah, first of all, I have nothing to say in this. That's, you know, there's the boss lady, you know, and then the two girls.
Okay,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. So that's priority.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all I'm saying about that. Yeah. And now let's get back to that.
But just quickly, another really good story. Every year for the past open call and before that, the high school competition, we got the submission by a young, very impressive young man. His name is Wetlia Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives off Wolf Road before you get to JBR. On the right-hand side, you know, like, what area is that?
JBR, that's Wolf Road
on the right, when you make a right turn.
Going for Marathon. That's going for Marathon.
Right, between. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. So he, and during the lockdown, he actually had enough paint, and he painted his whole wall in his backyard with an amazing mural of all his icons and idols, you know? Wow. And he just did that. He just did that during the, three months? We couldn't do really much. And he was just painting.
Positive.
Positive. And then just recently he asked me, he wanted to apply for a travel grant, the Diaghilev Foundation and the Charitable Art Foundation. They give travel grants, and I asked him, "Where do you want to go?" And he said, "I want to go to Rome."
Wow! See,
and I mean, this is like awesome.
Mind change.
Yeah.
You see,
or Jeffrey, my best example, our friend Jeffrey Maris. You know, who grew up
in Mason Edition.
Mason Edition.
I know him.
At the Gaza Shack, you know. And then he went to Columbia University. Mm-hmm. And now he's like having shows in galleries. And, well, coming soon, I'm pretty sure. But the thing is, he learned everything, and he's so proud of it. He learned everything in the shack. He learned everything through Junkanoo.
Wow.
You know. And when you come to a shack, I think it's so fantastic that you see all these art history books there, you know, pages are ripped out and pinned at the walls. And this is kind of like what then goes into the sculptures you see on Bay Street.
Yes, yes.
I find this.
It's a passion. That's having peace of mind. That's like the murals y'all are doing now. I get excited, right? And I looked at the mural. And you hear Yuli said that you could see, you know, like the feeling. So when you look at the mural, I look at it and say, this guy look a little handsome here, this one get married here. So it's like, you all envision it. When you got the history from the family of the Reinhardt Hotel, the Poisson's own Reinhardt Hotel, and they gave you the history. So you was able to go back in time and visualize it, you and Machu. And then you all just came up with the idea in your mind, because that's what Yuli talking about right there, how, you know, you get the fantasy comes in your mind, and then you all was able to draw it up in your own mind. You all was able to say what size is going to be. Now listen, it has to be a specific size. Mm-hmm. You all pick a size. You all know that, but it's a specific size, a specific length. You know, that's all planning. And you know how you all did that? By connecting. And you all put the thought in your mind, that's on the wall.
That's on the wall. Well, I can't take much credit for the mural. It's Ruth Gina's design.
That's
she's
how
the main
yes.
master, the mastermind behind it. I'm lending my experience and my...
Especially with the sizing and the measurements.
See, I know all that. See, I know all that, but I just... Because I fascinated too. I said, well, how did they get it to this size? And why did they come up with this?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know how they do that. No, seriously. Yeah. I mean, you know, they show me the concept there and the little printouts. And then, you know, a week later, it's there, you know, okay. on the wall. Okay. And there's no projection or nothing. No it's just like they freehand.
So what funny. We're going to do, we're going to tell them where the Reinhardt Hotel is. Okay. For those who listen to the show, it's in the Grandstand community, being a Grandstand community. It's situated on Blue Hill Road. If anyone know where the old Zanzibar, opposite King Street.
And Tin Shop Corner.
And Tin Shop Corner. Okay. That's a three-story.
Three-story.
Building on the corner of Tin Shop Corner.
Yeah.
That's the Reinhardt Hotel. That's a famous Reinhardt Hotel. Okay. So, Blue Hill Road, facing Zanzibar. Tin Shop Corner and Martin Street. and up in their vicinity is where the late great Mrs. Stewart, John Bow, used to give back to the community. That's where he normally used to sit, right facing the Reinhardt Hotel. He would sit there early in the morning when he was living, and he would give out thousands of dollars to all the kids who were going to Woodcock, whatever primary school, whatever junior school you was. Every morning you would see Mr. Sitting on Mr. Bow, sitting on there, and he would wait till every kid passed. So he'd give out thousands of dollars right there just to give back, you know, because he was rich, but he also wanted to give back. And he did this until he died, Yuli, for years.
Wow.
Right across from the Reinhardt Hotel.
Well, another story.
Yes, and he needs to be talked about, you know what I mean, and put up on a mirror, you know, and that's Mr. Bow. Everyone knows him up in that area. He took care about everyone in that community. Now, his son, John Stewart, he is doing the same thing that his father did, and he does the same thing up in that particular area. So it's amazing, a lot of history we're talking about. Amazing. So tell us, with the mural, what does it, when you came up with the idea with the mural, and visualize to us the painting, the design of the, I don't know if it's a husband and wife, just tell us a little bit, what got in your mind to...
Right, so the concept of the design is to just show you peaks inside the building throughout time. So in the bottom scene, you can see like a wedding scene taking place. And on the other side of the wall, you can see where they had the newsroom, where they wrote the newspaper, The Voice, and they informed people in the community about different issues in the Bahamas. And so on the second floor, we'll have portraits of Mr. Walker and the women who were part of the women's suffrage movement. And you'll see a pharmacy scene. And then the top floor will just represent like the new generation. I kind of want to leave that a surprise for everybody to see.
The new generation.
Yeah, it'll represent the younger Bahamians of today and what we have left to contribute to the Bahamas. And people will see it when it comes up, but like that's just the concept of the design, where you see peaks of scenes that took place in the building throughout time. So each scene, each room will represent different periods in time of the Reinhardt Hotel.
Wow, and there's a lot of history there. And you can be very fascinated with the design, but the concept is working. We are gradually moving through the inner city community, and we're putting murals on the wall. And like I said, Yuli also inspired me, because when he saw the beauty, see, I always talk about persons who have contributed to my life greatly, because the assistance that I receive from Yuli and his wife has gone a long way to help thousands of Bahamians in the country today. You see? So it's like lending a hand. You understand? So what was given to me, and we were working together, I was giving them ideas, and he was giving me ideas, but they were also using their resources, you know, then meet people and bring them to me, you know, and I would use that connection to say how we can help the community or how we can help somebody. And if you listen to the show over the years, you'll see how many persons I've assisted, and that is a combination of working with Yuli, Ms. Alexander Millis, and many more persons working in the scenes to make a better country, but also influence. He is the creator at the Central Bank. So you imagine, we were already partners many years ago. We are friends. We are family. Okay. He knows what I'm all about. I know what he is all about. He is the creator. He saw the desire to help build up a country. So he is giving his side of the story to persons he meet, you know, in Central Bank. He could be saying, you know, this is a great project, and we need to expand more. So that's why you're seeing a lot of mirrors. And then inspiring and talking to other persons and making these things happen. But most importantly, we're getting to meet persons like Ms. Johnson and meet Machu. And there's many more. I know, and I like to say this to young persons out there. Anytime I have the experience to go to the National Art Gallery, and just recently I was down Life of Key, and I just saw Amanda on the team of persons called, I'm not sure, but it seems to me that they got their own.
That's turn, yeah.
Yeah, an art gallery, and you're seeing some famous painting coming in there. But the whole concept is that it's so wonderful that when you go around these galleries, it changes you. Sometimes, like if I'm in a community, right, and I go to this place, I'm in a complete different world. You know, like it's like I'm on the beach. I'm not in a community where there's a lot of noise. Like it's like I'm suspended. In time, Rachel, my mind is free. My mind is like, what's this? You know, one little thing, one little thing like this, and I try and look at it and say, well, why are you being like that? That look disgusting. But when you really look at it, you know, and you say, hey, excuse me, one second, why? And then, well, it's like this, and, you know, he's thinking about this. So I say, I can see it now. You know, I can see it now. So, I mean, it's just awesome. So I'm saying to Poissons, you know, instead of being negative on the inner city community, take time out to go to places like the art gallery, the Central Bank, whatever these exhibitions. And especially check the murals out. This changes your mindset. It gives you a sense of our identity. And the mural on the wall by the Ryan Hart Hotel, it tells about the Bahamian life. It shows the man and woman getting married. And this, why I really admire it. When I was there, I saw something very special. I like to observe. Miss Johnson was there. What is this name? I'm going to get a name good. It's Regina Johnson. So I was there, and I watched the first person I saw. I could look at the gentleman and saw that was her father because they resembled.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at him and said, wow, this is daddy. Then she introduced me. Then a few days later, a sister. So I say, there we go. Then her uncle. I say, the family life is very important.
Right.
Yeah. And they're supporting her. And then I get in line a little bit of the history of our sister assisting her to pursue her career. So that family life is very important. That uncle, you know how they see uncles come around like that. He must love you. You know, just like he's your daddy. Because you could see that. And the father and brother look just like
yeah,
twins.
No, the family support is
very important. It's very important. Yeah. They were within the sun on Sunday. In the park, I was playing basketball. I forgot about the tie. I thought since he wasn't coming, and she reminded me that she was supposed to be for 2 o'clock after she come from church.
Mm.
So I go and play basketball, and
but
they came on the court. And
but Scrooge, you mentioned the different places now where you can go and look at things, and they are in general free, right? I mean, the NAGB is free.
Free for residents.
No,
and,
right?
And
especially for kids. And I think it's always so amazing when you see things through the eyes of a child, you know, when they look at an Eddie Menes painting, you know, and they relate to it. You know, they can say, yeah, you know, I know this Poinciana tree and I know this scene. And then next to the Eddie Menes is something which then asks a different question, and that leads to maybe a head scratching, and like, okay, well, that's now a Heino Schmidt, you know. So why is he painting so funny? And this expands your mind, and it's important. And over the 10 years now, we're here now 10 years, I saw how that became more natural, more people walked in into the National Art Gallery and they embraced those images because it tells their stories and in variation. And now gallery space, I think June Colley is doing an amazing job.
Beautiful work.
You know, right next to the I think it's called the tourism police station, right?
Yes, honestly.
on East Bay Street. And she has a gallery space there and I think she's doing that with Alan, right? With Alan Wallace. So somehow, and they are promoting young emerging artists there. And again, it's free. You know, you can walk in there pretty much every week, every 2 weeks, there is a new show. And you, boy, learn a lot.
And they have a store. They have a store of Bahamian-made artists, crafts and pictures. So you could go there if you need the gift for somebody, a loved one. Or so there's all these different facets to the origin.
And it's not always, you know, crazy expensive.
No,
you know?
It's reasonable.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about when we're talking about the steps, how you can be creative and do some Bahamian artifacts as the guests come to visit your community. And then you could sell to us, out of producers, if you have to take a break. So we'll be right back on Inside Inner City. We have some wonderful guests in studios who are making great changes for the country. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
When does a simple meal become exceptional? You guessed it, when it's made the Fresh Market way. We're talking exquisite cuts of fresh meat, succulent fresh seafood options, the best in fresh produce, and who can forget our exotic spices and herbs? Come on, get ready to shake up your taste buds and let our aisles inspire your inner food genius. Homemade salted caramel ice cream? Egg noodle stir fry? Time to walk and roll. Slow smoked beef ribs? Oh, baby! Remember, go fresh and craft delicious with Fresh Market.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, Bigamine.
We're back on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge, Daddy. They call me MP. I have so many nicknames, but that's me. That's me.
The mayor. Okay.
The mayor. You really, it's so many names, and that is deserved. That's because you've been doing such great work, and people give you your respect. That was earned. So, and that's what people call me. They call me MP. They say, we got one MP running, that's you, you know. So that's how it is. Our telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. You can text us at 422-GR96. And we have some wonderful guests. They're doing wonderful things. But I want people to understand that we are changing the mindset of the country and also beautifying, and we are also teaching about history. So you're going to see a lot of murals in the country, like the one we're seeing on the Reinhardt Hotel on Beulah Road. We also saw someone stapling gardens, Julie.
Yeah, that was actually the winner of the open call last year. So that was Abby Smith. And she proposed a wonderful idea for the wall of the Stapleton School. And the Stapleton School is for challenged children. Challenged children. And her idea was that her color based proposal, together with Junkanoo scenes, which again visualize music, if that is possible, that this again encourages and gives something uplifting and an homage to the children there. And so we started with the wall is long. It's like two soccer fields, pretty very much, small. And we started with, I think, 7 segments, and they did an amazing job. They were there rain or shine every weekend. Abby, together with some artist friends, with some she's at Aquinas. An art educator, so with her students, and then after like these 7 segments, you know, that was like from column to column, we looked at it and we said, we gotta do the whole wall. And so in the end, it was like over 11 of these segments. And we had an inauguration with a Junkanoo rush out. You know, it was Bravas and the Tribe. And this is how things are being done.
Yes, it's being creative. We are reinventing the wheel. See, like I tell everyone, you know, there's a lot of stuff going in the country. There's a lot of negative stuff going in the country. There's a lot of positive stuff going in the country. But listen to me. The little small stuff that you see that poisons are doing in the country are actually the biggest set of stuff and making change for the country, because this is going to advance the country, because these things are already being done. And as you can see, we went on to Staple and Garden. There's someone who came along, came up with a great idea, just like the young lady, Miss Johnson, riding around with the family, and decided to paint the Ryanair Hotel. Someone did the same thing. So you see, it's a connection happening right now. They're saying our history is coming back to us, and I think murals and art expresses it. Junkinwood expresses it. And then me as a citizen who wants to know more about my culture and wants to know about my history. And Miss Johnson was given a history lesson on the Ryanair Hotel. She didn't know that before, but if she did not go and sign up to be to run as a part of what we say a competition to see if she was qualified and was lucky enough to be able to win it, then she wouldn't have been in the position she in now. Now she knows a lot. She took that history from what she got from the family, and then she combined it and used that expression and decided how we're going to do this mural, what it represents. And that's how you can change your mindset and change your future, because it takes one with ambition and actually with nerve, because you can mess up. See, don't think this is easy now. Don't think you're going to ping. You got to have the mindset and determination, you know, because you could get scared. And then you mess up.
And the sun is be hot.
And the sun is be hot. And they be older than the sun. So,
but Scrooge, you said something about the wheel, right? But this is the thing, we're not inventing the wheel, right? Mm-hmm. Remember Gombe Village?
Oh, yes, yeah? Yes.
Gombe Village already.
Edmund Moxey.
He already was visionary.
Yes.
Because he understood how important culture is. I haven't even mentioned, you know, for me, so important is to taste the culture. Food. Food is amazing, you know, and to be able to go somewhere and get like really authentic Bahamian food.
Boiled fish for you.
Yeah.
Boiled fish.
I love my Saturday boiled fish. I do not. Yes. Yes. But, you know, I had fire engine in West End Grand Bahama, you know, so. So.
You have to call me. So. Right? Oh, listen, see what a culture does? He inherit our culture. See, that's us. You see?
That's
you see? You see? He knows about the fire engine, right?
No, but very often, okay, very often when you are amazing. A visitor really to
that's the
new
you
shores, you're more curious. You know, if you grow up, obviously you take a lot of things for granted, and I can just tell you after all these years, this is a fantastic country. This is a fantastic country, and so many opportunities we haven't even started to tap on. You know, I mean, I'm not going to start about talking about the family islands, you know, things we can do there, and we will do that.
Yes.
We will do that. I see with the new generations, the younger generations, these kind of curiosity and thinking in various directions. I mean, really, with Ruth Jenner, when she said,
awesome.
I want to study animation, this goes in the absolute right direction, you know?
Yeah, because now she's getting experience there, and then she builds up a courage, and then she knows where she wants to go next, you know? And that's going to be awesome. And that's what I want the young generation out there to do. And nothing was given to her. And if you listen to Jamal Road, the celebrity artist, nothing was given to me either. Nothing was given to me. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to earn Yuli respect and many other poisons in the country. I had to earn their respect. Now, remember, Yuli got fascinated when we met. And I took him with my experience over the hill. You know, now this is supposed to be a crime, real community, and you're not safe. But he had a different experience, him and many other artists. It's Antonio Roberts. Alexander Millis, a former president of the Run for Lyon. You know, I had a group of them come along with Yuli, and we canvassed the area. And that's when all of the creative mindset started to kick in. Everyone started to see murals, and, you know, if we are artists, and beautifying the community, if we move these cars, and we clean on this yard, and we pair this all over here, we could have a beautiful country with visitors coming in our community to spend a few American dollars and provide for, you know, normal family. And this is actually in your own community, mm-hmm. you know. So that's a great example when we talk about the 66th step, the Fort Finn Castle, and then those steps that leads to Mason Addition, that could lead to the Junkanoo Shack. And if people in that particular community, especially in the Mason Addition area, if they were to go along with this idea, okay, of beautifying and empowering themselves in the community and teaching the history, then the community itself would be, again, a wondrous community. And Mason actually right now is pulling back together, Yuli. Mm. They're pulling back together. They have a lot of community events now across in Mason Addition, just like we used to have across A Street for you guys' assistance. Mm. You know, now we're seeing an improved community. Now everyone is thinking about culture again. So I know that many of them are listening. Many of them are probably getting in contact with Central Bank and getting in contact with Yuli. There might be some walls around there that needs to...
Oh, we did actually. We did one shack, Saxon shack in Mason Addition.
Wow.
That was DeLevar Adams. DeLevar Adams. It was an existing design, mm. which he then renewed and restored, and it was an homage as well to our friend Slime.
Slime, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So, and we started a lot with Slime.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
And, years, yeah.
And Central Bank is involved with development of the Overdale community and other parts of the country because they believe this is the right thing to do. So this is the right direction that we're headed. And for you guys, we're here talking. Your parents are home. Say something to your mom and dad, Mr. Matthew Robin, because that's what we do. Because they brought a great child in the world, and they teach him manners. You know, talking to you, your personality is great. I could get along with you. You know why? Because you listen, I talk, I listen. We could get along. That's how we can make things happen. What happened in the House of Parliament now is not getting along, so it ain't nothing gonna happen. But I'm just using that as a reference.
Right.
If we want to achieve something great for the country, we have to be able to get along with one another. You understand? Some people say, I don't have to like you for me and you to do business together. Why not like you? If you have the right personality, mm-hmm. then there's no reason for me to not like you.
Right.
You understand? So we try to, I don't have to like you out of the way. Your personality is right. The same respect that you demand, I demand, and that's how we get along. But say something to your mom and dad because you're a wonderful young man. I listen to you. Someday you see like to get married, but you get your future. You talked about you have a few side jobs. See, listen, mm-hmm. man is providing for his family. He's not a loser, no failure. He has a side job coming in, and he's planning on his income, on how to budget, and prepare for the future so that when he do have a child, he can be able to maintain the child and to make sure no woman want no break, man. Let me just tell you that. She'd be with you for a little while. But like if you broke, ain't nothing happening for you, buddy. She can leave you. So she can leave you. So make it as you with a woman and the woman with you, always try to make sure that you can maintain and work together. You don't want more on a break, man. Sorry for that. Go ahead, Macho.
Do you want to tell us something, Scrooge?
I'm saying it because no one want a break, man. All right? Go ahead, Macho. Go say something to your mom, your dad, or to your family out there. Because, you know, it's great that you be on. Make them feel good.
My family, both blood and chosen, who supported me to do this work. I'm very thankful, I'm very grateful of all of their actions, you know, because sometimes we forget how the bad things help us too,
yes.
and push us to
yes.
see, because that is a part of what we're asked to do, is to go the next step further. So I want to say I'm thankful for the awesome things and want to do the little tiny things that I, you know.
yes, that's a part of it.
All of that. I want to say thank you. So.
All right, excellent. Ms. Johnson, you have a strong family structure. I respect your uncle, I respect your dad, I respect your sister, because that's something that I want to encourage to anyone who has a family for their uncles to be a part of their life, because when daddy is married, me, I could go to my uncle, all right? He could look out for me, okay? This is very important. And we need the family structure to come back in the country, and I admire that, you know? I admire that. Now, I want to say you must have a great family, so say something to your dad, your mom.
I definitely do have a great family. I got to give a shout-out to my mother and my father, who's listening right now. My Grammy is listening right now. My sister, who taught me how to hold a pencil, is listening right now. And I'm thankful to all of them for driving me back and forth from home to the mural and all over Nassau to get supplies when I need art supplies, and always encouraging me over the years, even when they'd be like, what is animation? What are you trying to do? But they love me so much, and they believe that I can do it, even when I may not believe in myself. They're always encouraging me. So I'm so thankful to my parents and my sister and my Grammy. Shout out to my Grammy, because I know she's listening.
Yeah,
right,
that's awesome. Grammys are the best. Grammys are actually the mother, you know. You know, Grammys are actually the mothers. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yes, they are actually like the mothers. You know, and I know she really enjoyed it just now. And I want to say to the parents of both of you,
and Uncle Sammy.
Yes, he's a good uncle. I mean, you know, but I wanted to say this, you know, that's how you grow your children up. And I can see that the sky's the limit for you guys, you know. And I want to see more behemoths, you know, like this, get themselves involved with the right set of, you know, people, you know, the right set of mindset, you know, because that is also going to be the next step you take. It's going to be determined by that, you know. If that family structure is going to push you. That family structure is going to push you. Then you're going to pass it on to the next of kin. It could pass on to your cousin. It could pass it on to your future wife or your future husband or et cetera. And it's going to pass down in the next generation. We're going to see a better country through y'all, through the teaching, you know, from the parents, you know. Awesome.
I like what Matthew said, the blood family and the chosen family. I think, you know, that is, I feel as we four here, we are family.
That
know?
Is right.
Yeah. And we have our best interest in at heart, you know, and we support each other. We respect each other.
That's important. I think still important.
The most important word. And I think, you know, that's family.
Yes.
I feel some love between us too, Scroogey.
Oh, Lord, you're this trouble. That's very well. You're this way, boy. Yes. And I just want to say to the general public, we never stop working, you know. Yoli always told me, you know, I might can't help you financially, but if I need something, he would assist me. I'm doing a little okay now. I'm trying to get to the next level. I'm building my restaurant. I'm also building my 3-bedroom house in the back. You see, because I ain't no fool. I'm not going to be 50 on this road and I ain't getting my own house and 10 rand and sleeping in no car. Now, I'm not disrespectful to those who sleep in the car, because sometimes hard times, and then you might never was able to really had a good job in that time period. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. I look at the people on the corner. I'm not criticizing them. I just look at the fact that I see it in my own eyes. And I say, wow, I'm not going to be that person. Don't have a roof over my head. I'm going to do everything in my power to surround myself with chosen family. Chosen family means persons who I know got my best interests at heart. And they don't want to see me go to prison. Okay? They're never going to tell me nothing negative. They're also going to tell me, you get your driver's license. Mm-hmm. It's up to date. Mm-hmm. Okay? You get your bank account, you learn to save, okay, et cetera, okay? Not someone telling you negativity, you know? Surround yourself with the right set of poisons, you know? What else? We got 12 more minutes. What are we going to cover?
Well, there's still
plenty of time. Let's talk about the life of Key Amanda.
Oh, yeah, I know, because this is really something. Matthew is a very accomplished artist, right? And Turn, which is the new gallery out west, it's actually on the property of Island House. So it might be a little, there you have to pass the guard booth, you know, yes. But you just say you want to go to the gallery and... And then you can see some amazing shows there. There was just last night, there was a group show opening.
Incredible.
And they just sold. All Bahamian. No, one Jamaican artist, rest Bahamians. And they just sold like hotcakes. And this is fantastic because again this shows that we have this level of quality here, this level of creativity, and these are not necessarily Bahamian collectors. They are located here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
They feel close to the culture of the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
but this is really playing on the next level. You know, this is now what we would call this is Champions League. Yeah.
Wow.
So and Matthew was in a group show and your ceramics, right? They sold quite well.
My stuff sold quite well. I do ceramic work.
Tell us a little bit about, come on, you had all the good stuff,
no,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, easy guys, why do that, man? You wait till again.
No, beautiful.
Tell us a little bit about ceramic work.
Yeah,
I do ceramic work. A lot of it is I try to use the natural tones in the clay as well as texture, and I try to, mimic the environment around me.
One second. You don't know. Mimic the surroundings around you. See the mindset. You see what I'm saying? It comes to you. You hear me say mimic. That means he ain't have nothing. So he's going to mimic something. He's going to look around and then it's going to come to him. Then he's going to take his fingers and...
Yeah, he always does that. This is his secret.
You'd be surprised.
Okay. Go ahead, Matthew. Sorry.
The ceramics is special, I think, because unlike the mural work, I get a chance to sometimes, you know, turn my brain off and make based on my instincts and what I understand. Because we all grow up consuming art, you know? You watch all kind of movies, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know, you have a favorite cup home.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And
yes.
I could make cups.
Yeah.
So sometimes, like...
Wow.
I'm working on some work, and you know them tin can cups?
But back in the day.
Yes.
Where we used to use for tea.
Yes.
You cut it open.
Yes.
We used to get them from Albrecht's.
Yes.
Albrecht's, you cut the
Right. So I'm trying to do some work that kind of mimics those things. And
back in the days.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So my idea is that art is a functional thing. Mm. Art is a living thing that has purpose, and throughout human history, it's had purpose. Cups, you know, swords and even all of that stuff,
yes.
You could argue are art objects. They have function and purpose.
Yes.
So sometimes with my work now, I try to take that idea of function and purpose for art and maybe put it in a box that it doesn't necessarily fit in, because going back to the storytelling and
See?
All that,
yes,
it's Bahamian artists who did things similar to that made space for me to be an artist.
Wow.
So oftentimes, I feel like our job as artists is to imagine a place for somebody else to fit in, you
wow.
know? And I try to do that with my practice as well.
Wow, awesome.
We had in a show at Central Bank, it was a mock-up museum of the Vanguard collection, and we had a Taino bowl. You know, and you were able to hold this object in your hands, which
wow.
is like over 500 years old. And I thought that was amazing, you know.
Wow.
But then looking at your works, you know, there was definitely a connection. There is a connection. So even without knowing that this object 500 years ago was created here and that you are creating, this is what I think you mean with
right.
mimic the environment.
Right.
You just absorb what is there. You absorb the material, the influences, and then you come to similar results.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what it's called? That's changing the mind. That means you're there and you just feel it. You know, I always tell kids that people say, remember I told you this a little earlier, because we have 6 more minutes, and I tell you I'd be around the community, and sometime I go to the bar, and I tell you about this a few minutes ago.
The blue bar?
Yes, my tiger.
and some of the guys who stand out there, who I used to hang with when I was younger and I was doing, you know, but now I still come out once in a while just to
get a little fresh.
And one or two of them say, "It's Gucci, what happened? You change, right?" So I pause for a minute before I answer. So I don't see where this is coming from now. So I say, if I change, I'm still walking the streets barefoot, okay? I'm still cleaning up the community. I'm still having events. I change. So I said, I don't think I change. I think my mindset change. I say change by being around people who talking bad with people, who watching other people, okay? I say change from being around persons like that, because that is a no-no for me, because my mindset is not like that no more. My mindset is about helping the young kid who I see, who I know, if I don't step in and be a part of his life, find a pastor, find a Yuli, or find a Machu, to see if we could change his mindset, he or she, to become either a soccer player or artist, or whatever it is they want to be. I said, my mindset changed from that. I said, I want to be a person who helps, not a person who brings down. I'm talking about this one and that one, like what's going on around here. I say change from being around that, and that's one reason I don't come on the side occasionally no more, because I'm not the same person how I was 25 years ago. I'm a person now with a passion to better my life, to better my community, and to better my country. You understand? And after I said that, I say, I have a pin drop. Because my mindset changed. I only want to be around a positive environment because I see what positive can do. When I set out and I met Yuli, let me call this person's name. When I set out in my journey, I was trying to find my way in this life. I met Yuli, I met Miss Alexander Millis, I met Antonio Roberts, I met Debbie Bartlett, I met a few other persons. I met a lot of politicians, from Sir Lyndon Penland, who was my mentor, to Perry Christie, who was also my mentor, and many other ministers like Dr. Honorable Dr. Brandon Nordich, late Dr. Brandon Nordich, etc. A lot of big time pastors, Neil Ellis, all of them was persons who I had a relationship with, and I was trying to find my way. And when I really got the direction where I needed to go and to make change for my community and my country, is when I met up at places like Antonio Roberts, Yuli, and Miss Millis. Their personality was different to compare to personality was in my neighborhood. Okay? Their personality was to help any way possible for persons who they didn't even know, just because I'm talking. And I brought them to see that. And then I see, this is the way I want to go. I don't want to go with no one sitting on the block talking about hurting people, robbing people. No. I want to go in this direction. So we could have more persons like Machu, Ms. Johnson, and many more persons who will help over the years to make this country a better place. That is my true goal, and I'm seeing that happening now.
Judy, I can't wait to sit in your restaurant and and then, you know,
drink Bayman Best.
You know, and taste your stewed conch, you know.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Yeah, but you're not cooking, right?
No, I can cook, man. Yuli, I can cook. Yuli, you wouldn't like to eat my fine gin and rice. You might want to come out of my house because I put all the herbs in it. I put a little bit of gold pepper in it, black pepper, and I make sure I wash my rice so my rice come out nice and fluffy, and my corn beef is be well-seasoned. Well-seasoned. Huh? All you need some hot sauce to go with that.
Tell us when and we'll be there.
Okay. We have three more minutes. I want to give a shout out again to Central Bank for a wonderful initiative, the creator of Central Bank.
Oh, there's by the way, there is something, a wonderful book. It's called Bahamas A to Z. It's by Veronica Fall. She's a Bahamian. She lives in New York, in New Jersey. She did this. It's a children's book. It's a story, three kids doing like a kind of a space journey. And they are popping in, you know, onto different islands, and it is so well researched. And it tells the story of the Bahamas. And it's not just like the usual. Mm-hmm. It goes deeper and well-researched. So it is actually available at the mixed media store at the NAGB. Mm-hmm. And all the kids who will participate at the high school competition, they get one for free.
Awesome. You want to say anything before we go? Last words? Go ahead, Miss Johnson. Go ahead. You're a wonderful person. You're going to do great things. I know your grandmother is having a laugh. Mom, you have a great, wonderful granddaughter. She's going to make you, she's making you real proud. She is in the right company. And I think that she wants to be animation director. The sky's the limit. I'm looking forward to it. Machu, Ramen. But go ahead, Ms. Johnson. Say something.
Well, I'll just say I'm very grateful for this opportunity. I'm learning so much from working with these artists and meeting you and learning about the community. And I look forward to when we're finished with the mural, and I can't wait to see people taking pictures, hopefully. Like, if you get out there, take a picture with your family, with your friends, just hang out, post it on Instagram. I'm really looking forward to seeing other people, as an artist, seeing other people see the art and comment on it and give their own interpretations on it is really almost the best part of it, next to making it.
Yeah. I would definitely agree. I'm every day at work doing art is a good day. So I'm happy to be here, and I thank God.
And Yuli, you know something? Why are you trying to cause me get in trouble? Amanda, make sure, came home from work late today. You took the time, or you have a chef waiting to do you a nice meal, and you decided to come here, right? But I've not heard you say nothing to your wonderful wife. Yuli, what you trying to do to me?
Well, you are talking about her all the time.
That's true.
No, listen, I think Amanda is a really an amazing woman, and she was at the helm of the NAGB for 10 years, and I think she did a marvelous job there, moved that institution forward onto a level where international colleagues are coming. We had a friend of ours is the director of the Metropolitan Museum in New York, right? And he came. And he came with his family. They stayed with us. And obviously, we showed him the NAGB, and we took him to see some studios. And he met artists. And really, he left and he said, I had no idea. And this is really something I hear a lot. We have all this energy here and this quality here, and this is now this is our time, you know. It's happening. It is happening, and this is exciting.
Yes. And you see the connection. They brought an ex person, mm-hmm, who's an ex director of an ex museum, art gallery somewhere.
You said
New York?
Yeah, he is pretty much as good as it gets. Yeah. So you know, see? Metropolitan Museum is like the Louvre, you know.
So, and
like,
you see the connection? That's why I said when I meet persons like that, that's how I was able to make a lot of things happen. See, I want people to know that I'm very respectful and grateful to persons who come and assist me in my endeavors, because now I'm being able to help other people. So I'm very respectful. That's why I show the most respect to Ms. Melis, to Yuli, to Amanda, to Antonio Roberts, you know, to all those who I met over the years. And that connection has made me the person I am today, because I know that I was a person who used to be in problem a lot. And as I changed my life, these are the person who would stop me from ever getting in problem, because if I was to ever get mad or feel frustrated, their face would always pop up, you know, and I say, wow, no, I can't let them down. I said, you come this far, look all we achieved. Say, what happened now if I was to mess up? That means with everything I did to try and make this connection, that'd be a letdown, an embarrassment to me, an embarrassment most importantly. I can't look them in the eye. I can't look Ms. Elaine Pendo and Bamushak. I can't look at all the persons who have assisted me over years, have given me funds to help the kids in the community. So no, and not gonna happen, not under my watch. this is going to be positive 175%. Mm-hmm. Okay? And you're going to make change. You guys did a wonderful job tonight. I want to give kudos to both the Rahman family, the Johnson family, for a wonderful job you did in raising your kid, grandmother. I know you did. You played a very, very important role. I know your mom played a very important role, but I know grandmothers. Grandmothers love their grandchildren more than their mother love them, okay? And I want to say to Yuli, I love your family, the family value, that structure. Anytime I came by your house, and I saw you and your daughters and your wife, and then your mom terrorizing you.
Yeah. Boy, yeah.
Well, I mean, you leave mom on this case, oh, boy.
I love her. I love her.
Yes, but, yes.
You know, she's 92. Yes, 92. Yes, yes. And she's in Germany, and she sends her love.
Yes, yes. And what I'm saying is the family structure, and when I saw that with Yuli and I saw that with your family, that's something. I had uncles and aunties, but I never had a mother or father, you know, and the way how you guys have done. And sometimes I look at that and I say, wow, in order for this country to change, we have to create the family structure back with aunties, uncle, like how I saw, like what I see with Yuli, and I sure as with the Rahman family. And we need to encourage that more in the country. And the way to do that is let's keep on working and building up the Bahamas one step at a time, okay? So you guys did a wonderful job.
Thank you.
I hope all your family is happy for a wonderful job you guys are doing. I know Yuli's going to have a big plate of food made home for him. And I guess you guys just enjoy yourself and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And for everyone who listened to the show, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week on Guardian Radio. I'm Valentino Brown. I'm closing out tonight. And see you next week on Inside the Inner City. Enjoy.
La 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 la